Well, that report was by Ian Hardy, and listening to it was Caspar Bowden from the think tank Foundation for Information Policy and Research. Also Clive Feather, who's an Internet Service Providers Association representative, and on the phone is the Minister responsible for e-commerce, Patricia Hewitt. First, Caspar, I mean, that was the picture of the state. Is it happening over here?
Well, I think the regulation of the internet is always going to be a problematic area, particularly in this early phase when it's growing so fast and the vast majority of users are really unfamiliar with how a lot of the technology works, and also not clear about how they can trust different websites and also how they can keep important confidential information secure. At the moment, it would be probably quite foolhardy to use the internet for sending email as a substitute for letters and faxes in formal correspondence. But there's now two pieces of legislation in Parliament which will have the effect of allowing people to send email as if to keep it secure. But there are also some quite worrying new powers which have severe civil liberties implications.
Which are?
It's a bill called the Regulation of Investigatory Powers, and it has two main features. One is to set up a tapping system for intercepting the internet, which would apply to every internet service provider, and there are quite severe cost implications for how this is going to be done. And the second aspect is when people put passwords on websites that they use regularly and which they deal with for secure transactions, this bill is going to create a power for any public authority in the country to demand the password from you. And in the real world, people use passwords quite often in quite a higgledy-piggledy fashion, and they can be forgotten. Now, if somebody does forget a password, it'll be up to them to prove this to the court. So it sort of reverses the normal burden of proof.
So this is really, it's a function of trying to police the internet that you say could have, I mean, potentially severe civil liberties implications.
Yes, the government's in two minds. On the one hand, it wants to promote e-commerce in this country and get everyone using the web. But on the other hand, this bill is going to have the direct effect of intimidating people into not taking good security precautions to keep their information secure.
OK, well, let's put that to Patricia Hewitt. Is this something that you've missed or something that you knew about and think is not important?
Trixie, we've got two goals here. One is that we want to make the United Kingdom one of the best places in the world for electronic commerce, and that's why I'm putting through Parliament the first bill that Caspar mentioned, which will, amongst other things, give legal recognition to digital signatures. And that's going to be hugely important as more and more of us move to doing things like filing income tax returns online. But the other thing we want to do is, as far as possible, make the internet a safe place. Why we're working with the industry and the Internet Watch Foundation to ensure that pornographic sites, for instance, are taken down as soon as they're spotted. But it's also why in the Investigatory Powers Bill that he mentioned, we are modernizing police powers not to deal with the vast majority of people who use a password, for instance, when they're doing, you know, their online supermarket shopping or whatever, but to deal with very serious crimes: paedophile abuse of children, money laundering, terrorism. Very serious crimes where police powers were designed for, you know, an earlier world of telephone tapping, for instance, and they need to be modernised to deal with the new world of email and the internet.
OK, well, let's bring in Clive Feather here. You represent internet service providers. What's your view on all this? Do you side with Caspar or do you side with the government?
We side much more with Caspar, I'm afraid to say. For example, Patricia talks about investigating serious crimes, but the powers there allow the police to come and ask to know every website that you've ever looked at when you were browsing the net without a warrant. They require internet providers to completely redesign their networks to allow the police to come in and tap, admittedly with a warrant in that case, but to tap every single thing you do.
So it's a complete invasion of privacy, in your view?
It can easily be turned into it, and we don't see that there are enough safeguards there.
Well, Patricia Hewitt, I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody's arguing that with things like pornography, something does have to be done. People do want the internet to be safe, but surely maybe your legislation needs redrafting or re-looking at.
Well, all these points were gone through in great detail when the bill was examined in the House of Commons Committee.
So you're just saying that these two people are wrong, are you?
Let me just explain. The new bill isn't giving the police extra powers. It's taking the existing powers that they've got, for instance, to come into somebody's house or office with a warrant in order to search where they've got enough evidence to get the warrant in the first place, that a serious crime has been committed. The difficulty at the moment is that, take the police when they're investigating paedophile abuse. They've got evidence, they get a warrant, they come into somebody's house, they seize the computer and the computer disks, but the stuff is all encrypted. At the moment, they've got no power to demand either the key that will enable them to decipher the stuff that's on the computer or the disks, nor to demand that it be given to them in plain text. That's what the bill is doing. It's modernizing police powers in that situation. And, you know, I think everybody would think that was reasonable.
Okay, well, let's... Casper, I mean...
Well, I think it's a very worrying tendency that increasingly the government is talking about justifying these powers in terms of very emotive issues, which we all treat extremely seriously, such as child pornography. But the fact is, the bill is not limited in any way to targeting such offences.
Do you have a better suggestion, a way that is a worthwhile and useful police power?
Absolutely.
That doesn't invade everybody's normal and perfectly law-abiding people's privacy?
Absolutely. No other country in the world is taking the approach that the UK government is taking of removing the presumption of innocence in these cases. What other countries are doing is they're giving police the training and the resources to be able to hack into suspect computers with a warrant when it's required to do so. So we feel that this is doubly damaging. Not only is it going to discourage secure electronic commerce in this country, but it's actually pursuing a blind alley, which will only have to be reversed at some years to come, and which could actually exacerbate the very problems that the police are worried about.
Okay, well, just the last point to Clive Feather. I mean, the bottom line of this is so what? I mean, to a certain extent, it's an industry row, but for ordinary people, do you think that this could have severe consequences?
It could have severe consequences, not only with the civil liberties implications, but the cost to the internet provider could easily mean the equivalent of 10 pence on the cost of sending an email.
Which is a pound, shilling, pence answer.
Exactly.
Patricia Hewitt, have we persuaded you at all?
No, look, it is very important here. We are not reversing the burden of proof, and of course everything that's being done in these new bills is subject to the Human Rights Act, which we ourselves introduced, and of course we're going to make sure that the new laws are compatible with the Human Rights Act, and they'll all be open to challenge in the courts. As far as the costs go, it's very important that we don't inhibit the growth of the internet by imposing unreasonable costs, and that's something that the Home Office and to some extent my own department are discussing with the industry in order to make sure that those costs are reasonable and to look at how those costs can best be met.
Patricia Hewitt, we must leave it there. Thank you very much. Thank you also to Clive Feather and to Casper Bowden.